Welcome to Season 3 of Swiss Impact with Banerjees. I'm Sveta.
And I'm Ben.
The topic of Season 3 is Impact Investing, the New Normal. Do you also want to do something meaningful for our planet and people, or invest with impact?
Then our amazing and powerful guests who are business owners, heads of financial institutions, thought leaders, political leaders, policymakers, investors, and experts.
Greetings, my name is Ash Bhattori, and I'm the senior mentor of the POP, or Protect Our Planet movement, and also a member of the board and secretary treasurer of the World Sustainable Development Forum. Our primary goal is to mobilize the 1.8 billion youth of the world to urgently address the issue of climate change and take action to protect our planet.
This will inspire you to get engaged.
And in this season, we will challenge them even more to take actions towards sustainable development goals, to enable paradigm shift in the financial sector and way of doing business.
Watch and learn how can we, as humans, transform into eco-financial system which would serve all people and the environment.
We aim for impact investment to become available to anyone, become truly mainstream.
See you every Friday at 3 p.m. Central European Time at Swiss Impact with Banerjee.
Act for your future.
Good morning, afternoon, and evening to everyone and to our viewers from Far East. Good night.
Welcome back to week 13 of season 3. Our show is about impact investment. The theme of this season is impact investing, the new normal. We want that our planet and people living on it would thrive together. To do so, we must shift capital towards impactful businesses which contribute to achieve sustainable development goals.
So everyone who wants to keep informed and support us and our guests in this program, please subscribe to the YouTube channel. It's very easy. It's youtube.com/Swiss Impact. And who are interested, we are also available on Smart TV and on podcast.
Good news for those who want to learn about impact investing and create businesses which are not only profitable, but also do something good for the planet. On 13th and 14th of December, you can learn how to create such one and do positive for the planet. It's all published on chamomile.ch. Take the opportunity and learn with us. Now on the slide, on the slides today, we skip Ben's story. And actually, it's going to be about building bridges and SIA annual summit in Zug. So if we can just see the slide. Yes, this is how it was this week in Geneva, with amazing speakers whom we invited from different countries like Sweden, Switzerland, Netherlands, Liechtenstein,
and
exactly.
UK. Yeah. So can you tell us a bit more about the summit in Geneva? I heard it was an annual summit bringing together more stakeholders from all around the world, mainly from politics, NGOs, financial sectors, etc.
Yeah, on the next slide, you can see that the Building Bridges event aims to build a bridge from an economic system that has damaged the planet to that sustains and regenerates it, as Patrick Odler, president of Building Bridges, said. And it is basically what we are also trying to do, a collaborative effort that aims to accelerate the transition to a sustainable financial system.
We are not trying to do, we are doing it.
Exactly. So Building Bridges brings diverse actors from the financial industry, United Nations, international organizations, NGOs, academia, and government all together in collaboration around a common vision of advancing sustainable finance to address sustainable development goals. And on the next slide, Building Bridges Week happened on the 30th November to 2nd of December this year and comprised 77 events. Wow. In a range of different formats that were stimulating deeper levels of dialogue and included like panel discussions, workshops, training sessions, speeches, networking events, of course. And I think if you look at who was there, more banks than any other players were represented. various banks such as Pictet, Credit Suisse, Lombard Odier, Barclays, Julius Baer, Edmond Rothschild, but also governments from several cantons of Switzerland. Universities, networks like Global Network of Impact Investing, Global Impact Investing Network, Jean, also CEO, of course, Swiss Impact Investment Association, Impact Hub Geneva, also various impact funds like Symbiotics, Blue Orchard, consultants like PwC, and of course, many, many, many impactful businesses were there. But my skepticism about the event remains that a lot of talking and very little action results from it. Moreover, actors which are maybe just starting to be sustainable were claiming that they are impact players since decades. What was your experience, Ben, about that?
Indeed, what you say is really, really true. And another factor which is worrying, which I really mentioned it also a couple of times during this speeches when I was giving, is that major financial institutions and their lobby groups are now trying to hijack the whole impact investment sector.
Right. So, dear Ben, can you please tell us more? What did you say about SIA Summit?
So I started, of course, with the introduction of SIA, that is the Swiss Impact Investment Association. Our history that we started in 2015. Here in Switzerland, all of us have more experience in impact investment, and we are all directly from it. And we are based mainly out of Zug, but also now we are based in Swiss Romandy. And SIA can be defined in three words, I would say. One is the oldest. So we are among the institutions and companies which are working in the topic of impact investment. We are indeed the oldest in Switzerland, at least among one of the oldest in Switzerland, if not the oldest. And we are speaking of impact investment when nobody in Switzerland had any idea what it is, and generally they didn't even take it seriously. The second, our identity, is that we are pure players. We are pure players in the sector of impact investment. Each of us is experienced in it, and each of us is active in it. We do not speak of not only of policies and strategies and ideas and ESG ratings, which is nowadays very often mentioned.
Oh, I hate that ESG ratings. I got allergy.
Yes.
I don't have any allergy, but ESG rating.
Exactly. Yeah. But we act and showcase projects and financial institutions who are real and true to the world of impact investment. And lastly, and the thirdly, is that we are international. Not only us, but we are our partners and members. We are known from the United Nations head office in United States, till the Australian Parliament and indigenous communities around the world.
So you mean that SIA is also a community of impact investors? Can you tell the audience a bit more of its stakeholders?
So I can just generalize them in two groups. One of them is the partners, other is the members. So like an old friend of mine who is the organizer of the Building Bridges event in Geneva wrote in one of her last emails that if you want to go fast, then you should go alone. But if you want to go far, then go with others. And so we have an amazing team.
Can you tell us more about your partners?
So we do have amazing partners. So start with Canton of Zug. So our canton has been since the day one supporting SIA with everything. And they have always been there to support us in every possible way. Secondly, we have Chamomile. That is the platform we use at SIA, which is maybe the Europe's biggest platform where all impact investors, in impactful companies, businesses, experts, and also people who are interested in it are on that platform, including major institutional investment investors and financial institutions. So that's Chamomile. Third is Faith Invest, which is the organization that was created 3.5 years ago when 12 religious heads came to Zug, and they committed a part of their assets for impact investment. So they also are very, very important partners of SIA. Fourthly is what most of you already know, the Impact Investment School, where we educate and train SMEs all around the world to how to incorporate SDGs in their business or make a business out of SDGs. And we also educate financial institutions on how to create sustainable or impactful portfolios. And last, of course, this TV channel. So this is the members, the partners I can mention.
Right. And the members, who are CM members?
Oh, we have a lot, but I can sort of put them in five general categories. So one is the institutional finance, of course, major organization, major institutionals, pension funds and sovereign funds. Second are wealth managers, family offices, banks, asset managers. The third group is the ultra high net worth individuals. A lot of them you have already seen in our previous programs, but they're also here. Fourth is, of course, which I just mentioned, the Faith Invest. And last of all, a lot of businesses and private members.
Well, was it such a nice crowd like here behind, in spite of Corona?
It was much smaller than expected. A couple of the smaller events, like you mentioned, 77, some of them even got cancelled because a lot of people who were supposed to come from abroad. Last week, suddenly the rules were changed, like lot from Netherlands, people could not come. I mean, they could come, but then they will be put in 10 days quarantine. And so many surrounding countries, people could not come. So it became quite restricted.
But it was also virtual, right? So you people could join online.
No. People could watch us online. But not every program had the facility that people could join online. So it was broadcasted everywhere. And we will soon also show cuts of that video once it is edited and finished to our audience.
Absolutely. And Ben, what about your points? And I know, as I am also, where you also standing out and putting out some points, which you usually point if it goes direction greenwashing, or how was that?
I think I made quite a lot of points there, made a lot of friends, and I don't know if I made enemies. Maybe I did, I don't know, but I was quite strong about a lot of points. So, can I share a small short story?
Of course, you can, go ahead.
Which I personally
not too long, sir.
So a couple of years back, I think it was like two or three years back, I was very blessed. I was in such similar event speaking, and there was somebody who came and spoke. Amazingly, it was one of the heads of asset management company from here in Zurich, who mentioned he has hundreds of millions as a discretionary mandate, and is slowly busy converting all his portfolios and assets into impact investment. It was amazing story. He even showed a couple of projects as an example. So not only I was touched by his story, but also a lot of others from the impact community. And believe me, a couple of years back, the impact community was very small here.
I know.
We're very touched. But after a few months knowing them better, it turned out that not only none of their investments were in impact, basically all their investments were in standard listed class, nothing to do with impact. And the projects which they were showing as their impactful projects, but also not the projects where they themselves had invested, they were showing these projects to attract new clients to get them into it. But while they themselves had discretionary mandate, that means they had the power to invest the funds of their clients into the project. They had not even invested a cent in it. So they were just using these projects. And the main reason was that their investment officer, the CIO, the chief investment officer, had no idea of impact investment and didn't even want to learn about it and touch about it. And this is...
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm sure it's not the only case.
No, it's not. I spoke with a couple of bankers at the event in Geneva. It is the same story everywhere.
And I also actually experienced something similar. A couple of weeks back, I was invited to portfolio managers event, and one of the representatives of a large portfolio management company was asked if he looks at impact or at least ESG, environmental social governance ratings of his investment. The answer was quite vague. Okay, they are kind of trying, looking at it, but it's really like, you know, come on, it's not how the answer should sound. So it's really true that the urgency of the matter still isn't clear to many from the financial sector. But please continue with your story.
So the event in Geneva was full of financial experts, organizations, major banks, financial institutions, and everybody was an expert in impact investment. So I just said it in loud in the in my speech. I said, please give me a break.
Oh, you said that?
Yes,
I did. They give you the break?
Because we knew about the climate issues already since 1960s. It was documented by one of the persons I admire extremely very much. That was the Nobel laureate, Dr. Rajendra Pachauri from IPCC. We knew that our economical model is not sustainable since 1970s. That was also documented by a Nobel Prize winner economist, Dr. Amartya Sen. And we also know since 1950s, I think, that our extractive industries are causing havoc in the societies and environments.
Mm.
But the so-called impact investors of today, who have been, or impact experts, I would say, of today, who were in Geneva going around and showing off that they are very impactful, I said, just check them out. What were they doing 10 years ago? Or even better, what were they doing 5 years ago? They are now the impact investors or experts, sorry. And what worries me is this greenwashing and this slow mudding of the sector. And I can say it's a little bit of corrupting that the same players who played the role, who are the cause or the greatest supporters of the existential problems we are facing today, are trying to act as the impactful experts.
Yeah, that's crazy. And this is so true. In fact, there was even an agreement signed by OECD countries in 1992 called Polluter Pays Principle, and none of the points which were agreed upon were even followed up.
I mentioned that also in my speech. But I was in a panel with somebody from the OECD, and they were also speaking about how impactful they are thinking. I said, you guys, an agreement in 1992, none of, and the answer was she had voice problems. She couldn't answer.
Okay. Yeah, it happens. I also have sometimes voice problems. Yeah. that's really crazy. Yeah.
I know. And to make the matters worse, now nearly every financial institution, Switzerland is famous for financial institutions, are jumping on the bandwagon. They are all sustainable and ESG funds and impactful funds. But what is not correct is that these, not only they are doing two things, they are distracting funds or investments from real impactful and sustainable projects and businesses, and also funds who are really truly doing good. And secondly, if these guys are not regulated and if they are left unchecked, then these same peoples are going to be the lead, and they will create a sort of subprime problem, because they are creating this opaque banking products filled with very questionable assets. And of course, when a subprime problem happens, then the taxpayers will have to bail them out.
Right. So all these reasons that you name are actually the reasons why I decreased my presence on various kind of conferences about impact. I rather put my time into on the ground, working with projects and helping them to get funds and so on. So.
And
is there any positive side, maybe?
Yes, it's good that you say that. What I really liked is so many people were present and came forward and mentioned that they fully agree to me. Can you believe it? Although I was maybe the most critical or one of the most critical. And this included professors from Swiss universities who are running faculties on impact investment or sustainable investment. They agreed. They were also members of
this. This is also funny. Faculties on impact investment. How on earth or where did they learn about it?
Exactly.
You know,
I didn't go into that.
Being a guest lecturer, I hope I kind of cover still the topics, you know. But
That I'll leave for the next one. And that one. And secondly, what was else also the point was is to the parliament. There were a lot of Swiss members of parliaments who also agreed to what I was saying. So it seems that more and more people are aware of it and are speaking out and are working to come to a solution to these global issues.
Well, we just want that more and more people start thinking of the everyday decisions they make and its consequences on the society and environment. That will make a huge, huge difference. Please remember that in today's world, no one lives on an island. Even if we want to, and I know that many of us here want to be on an island, we can influence the world with our actions and what we do today. So let's make Switzerland the center and hub of real, sustainable, and real impactful financing, not with just words, but with actions. How about that?
Yeah.
And what I found great is the way you and your old friend Prince Michael of Liechtenstein debated on the role of regulations, right? While Prince Michael mentioned that he doesn't believe in too many regulations made by bureaucrats forced upon the industries, and that not only will it not help, but will be destructive for the impact sector. And while you mentioned actually that regulations and right laws are required to support the impact sector and make it grow.
No, yes, I do agree with Prince Michael completely. So what his point was and what he mentioned also is completely true. But it is valid very strongly for family-run businesses or and what Liechtenstein's financial sector is that they have been acting very responsibly and very positively without even without very strict regulations. And I do agree also to the point that very badly thought out or implemented regulations will not help. I mean, we have heard it enough from impact funds and things that they are, the regulations are so restrictive or there's so much that that smaller funds or really impactful funds have it very difficult to comply with them. And don't get me wrong, I am a believer of free economy and capitalist system. But when short-term year-end bonus is the primary motivation factor and prices of externalities are not included, then free economy does not function. And in fact, in my opinion, it becomes self-destructive. If you look at the consequences of the activities of the many major industries.
Yeah, it's. I agree with you. I mean, what can I say? I agree with you, Ben. Also, as government, as whoever you met there, and I also liked when Stephen Brenninkmeyer said that this new sector of climate change and other impactful businesses are opening so many new opportunities for impact investments to participate in that.
Yeah, I fully agree. And it is so true. But this also, in a way, proves my point. Because during the whole event, I was hearing numbers by many speakers, 2.4 trillion there, 4.8 trillion there, and all these stories. But we who are involved on daily basis with SMEs around the world and amazing startups with extremely amazing products and services are very well aware that somehow none of this money, or at least really very negligible, is reaching these businesses which are completely resource starved. And even worse, most of this money is being distributed among the large corporations who has been the cause of this problem. And I just wanted to share an anecdote. During a lot of these speeches, when there were a lot of people were thumping their own shoulders about how great our financial sector is doing and how Switzerland is converting all into impactful finance, etc., I disagreed because I said Switzerland still has a long way to go and it is still lagging behind in many aspects. For example, it still has not signed the stopping of investments in fossil fuel at COP26, which even United Kingdom, US, and Finland and even Italy did. And the reason, in my opinion, and I think most of the people also there agreed, that Switzerland is trying to change its regulation and catch up is not because it wants to be sustainable, impactful, because it is being forced upon by the EU regulations which are kicking in. And
I hope we can still name us Swiss Impact.
No, but I was really surprised to hear that nearly 35 or 40% of the world's impact investments and funds are flowing through Switzerland. So Switzerland is doing a lot.
Of course, this is very important for impact investment. And as per some statistic which I read, it manages around 86, or last year it was 86 billion of assets in Swiss francs in impact investment, which is around 1/10 of global assets. And Switzerland is a tiny country.
Yeah.
Another point which I wanted to mention about big banks. So let's put it anyway, it's at the moment. So I really hope that this will change very soon in 2022. The next year is coming, right? So also, there were some very large banks like Credit Suisse, UBS, speaking on the topic of impact investment. I missed hearing any sort of comments from any of them, whether they have started working at converting huge assets that they manage to impact investment, or doing any kind of study of the environmental and social impact of all their invested portfolios. Nor did they, any of them, publicly declared that they will withdraw from investing in destructive industries like fossil fuel. Ta-da! And that is why when these same players come and act as impact investment experts or buy their way into such events with their financial muscles, it's really disturbing. And it just a pity, you know, you big guys could do so much more. And we truly count on you that 2022, maybe one or the other one will join our TV show.
And not only that, they are going to face a lot of competition from banks who are making these commitments and who are changing and working at it. So I fully agree. There was one, Andre Hoffman. He is the vice president of Roche. And he gave an amazing speech. If you guys have the opportunity, or we will try to get it done, to see on the 1st December evening at the Impact. It was a program arranged by Impact Hub at the Credit Suisse. And few startups came from all over the world and presented amazing projects. And these are the people who give me more hope than all the speakers of the day.
So maybe you want to mention more points or what these projects were telling. So something what you think was important.
So one of the points was how Switzerland can learn from countries like Netherlands. So and not only Netherlands, other countries. For example, I heard 20 plus largest companies from the financial sector in Japan have committed to integrate impact in all their portfolios. I'm really waiting for the Swiss financial sector to come up with similar commitment. Secondly, Switzerland should set up a NAB, a National Advisory Board, like many countries in the world have it, because they should use real impact investment experts and not lobby groups or representatives of large banks. Because as Albert Einstein said, I don't remember the wordings exactly, you cannot solve the problem using the same people or the same strategy which in the first place created the problem. And what I saw in Geneva really makes me worried that there's a high chance that this will or this might happen. Thirdly, the NAB or the National Advisory Board should advise the government and financial authorities to take the right step.
Yeah, use dormant assets for impact investments such as UK, South Africa, Japan, South Korea, and even European Union members, Portugal, are doing, right? Yeah, so Switzerland could easily do
exactly
that. I've been mentioning it since 5 years on almost every workshop when I was teaching. I don't know when it's going to click.
Exactly, because this is what... you remember, not only you've been teaching it, also I think the whole idea came from Sir Ronald Cohen, whom you know, and he started it in the United Kingdom. And now I was really very positively surprised that so many countries are doing it. And these are not, some of them are not small countries.
And maybe dormant assets are the assets which were not claimed at the bank for many, many years, like after a war, you know. People die, of course. So the assets are just lying there and the bank is generating profit with that, whatever they're doing, right? But these assets could be put into impact investing fund and then, of course, invested into businesses which create positive impact on our society and environment.
And what was positive is that the countries who are doing it are not small, economically small or weak or insignificant countries. These are economical giants like Japan, United Kingdom. These are already two of the world's biggest economies. Even South Korea is big. Portugal relatively small, but still. And it's they're like the bright stars.
Yeah, but this, I think it's not a sign of weakness if you do that. It's more a sign of strength and consciousness shift, you know. The society is evolving when they see, okay, we have assets which are not used or used in a way that is not beneficial for people which are there, then we transform it. Why not making this step?
And another point is that there's so much massive funds available, which is coming from every sector. So, I mean, the numbers I was hearing, everything I was hearing is so large amounts coming together, coming freely available. So please keep an eye on it. And that is why also, once again, I mentioned that we should set up a national advisory board. And that can play a major role in supporting and advising the government and the regulatory authorities.
Yeah, absolutely. And I am not tired to repeat about education system in Switzerland, that impact investment should be not only at for students which are studying economics, but it can be, or SDGs at least, taught in many different subjects. And people need that. People need to know, like Netherlands is a good example, that it is already happening, that SDG, Sustainable Development Goals, are included in the curriculum of the university. So Switzerland could also do that.
I agree to that.
So this is a special edition which we have today. And our special guest, if you didn't get it yet, is Ben, mostly leading the discussion. And Ben, this is why I want to ask you, any call to action for our global audience today?
So I would say is that please watch out, or please see to it that our impact investment sector is not hijacked and does not get corrupted by the same ones, and I again repeat, by the same ones who created these global problems, and the commitments are kept. Because otherwise what is going to happen, and I'm very afraid is happening, is that all the funds that's coming free for impact investment, because suddenly the world seems to have woken up, is going to disappear again into the same sectors where it has been disappearing the last 50 years. So if you are representing the government or academic or financial sector, or even if you're a private citizen, see to it, talk to your political representative that it should be kept in the hand of real impact investment businesses. These funds should go to the real impactful businesses, services, and funds.
Thank you. Amazing message. So I hope a lot of people will listen to that. Dear viewers, with this, our show, and not only show, our season ends today. And as you remember, the topic was impact investing, the new normal. Definitely, we will continue talking about it in the next seasons. But yeah, I was really happy that we could invite so many speakers who were helping to make it happening, actually, the new normal. So I think it was a great success, season 3.
Yeah, exactly. And the next season will be even more interesting, because we have some extremely globally famous people lined up to come join us at our program the next season,
which will start, I think, the next year, most probably.
Exactly. We will keep you informed.
Stay on our channel, youtube.com/Swiss Impact. And we will be back with amazing, surprising guests for you.
And to all the SMEs, the same I'll say, to all the small and medium enterprises and entrepreneurs, if you're interested, join our course at Camomile, and it is CAMOMILE.CH.
Thank you for watching us. Act for your future. See you in the next season. Welcome to season 3 of Swiss Impact with Benergies. I'm Sveta.
And I'm Ben.
The topic of season 3 is impact investing, the new normal. Do you also want to do something meaningful for our planet and people, or invest with impact?
Then our amazing and powerful guests, who are business owners, heads of financial institutions, thought leaders, political leaders, policymakers, investors, and experts.
Greetings, my name is Ash Bachori, and I'm the senior mentor of the POP, or Protect Our Planet movement, and also a member of the board and secretary treasurer of the World Sustainable Development Forum. Our primary goal is to mobilize the 1.8 billion youth of the world to urgently address the issue of climate change and take action to protect our planet.
This will inspire you to get engaged.
And in this season, we will challenge them even more to take actions towards sustainable development goals, to enable paradigm shift in the financial sector and way of doing business.
Watch and learn how can we, as humans, transform into eco-financial system which would serve all people and the environment.
We aim for impact investment to become available to anyone, become truly mainstream.
See you every Friday at 3 p.m. Central European Time at Swiss Impact with Banerjee.
Act for your future.